next. Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
I have occasion to stop at one of those Magnolia bakeries and bring you back a bucket of that banana pudding.
Just a bucket?
Just
whatever, you need to hold
the
that?
Largest that the.
There's one right down the street from where I am at the present moment.
All right, well, you don't have to bring me any, but do me a favor and just enjoy. You can have a small if you want, but enjoy that and just tell me how it was, and I'll experience
Guess
it.
Guess what, Vince? I've had two already.
It's amazing.
It's so good. I want to be buried in that stuff.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Potawatomi Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
Pitch to Bush. Fly ball. Shallow left. Pratt is out. Ortiz is out. Bermuda triangle. The ball drops. A collision. Pratt gets up. No glove on and throws into Romero. And now we've got multiple trainers on the field to go check on Ortiz and Cooper Pratt.
Well, I preferred the outcome of the home run calls, Levo. That call for me, I was in the car listening to the game, and it painted just a perfect picture of a play that we've all seen before. Bermuda Triangle. Alert, alert.
Yeah, so those are tough ones, right? I mean, you got two infielders going back. You got an outfielder coming in. You just hope and pray that the communication level is good. Last night it was not great, but thankfully everybody got out of that thing unscathed.
Well, they say in Little League, you got to call it. You got to call it. It sounded like a couple of guys were calling it. It might have been tough to hear on the field level.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was really loud last night. But I tell you, the Brewers fans were really loud, which is a really good thing. And they never really allowed the Cubs to get back in that ball game after they scored three runs in the fourth inning. It was really nice that the Brewers kind of shut them down from there.
It's great to see. You got worried there for a minute, down 3-0. Uh-oh. You're going to be a repeat of the night before. But resilient was the word that Murph kept using.
Yeah, and it was thankfully Robert Gasser's first three innings was really good, right? And you were just kind of waiting for the Brewers offense to show up, and they finally did, which is good. But yeah, just really good at bats, continued to draw their walks, get big base hits when they needed to. The Brewers, I think, were over 500 hitting with runners in scoring position last night. So they did a really nice job. And to see Yelly go deep and to see Joey Ortiz go deep, it was huge for the Brewers to pull that one out.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Yeah, Levo, on that point, you know, Murph used the term, as Eric said, resilient or resiliency and all of that. It's easy to go back to Monday and say, just burn the film. There's nothing to learn here. These things happen if you bounce right back and get that win as we did Tuesday.
Well, how many times have the Brewers done that too? Like it's so quick to flush those, and it is hard to do, right? Your mental capacity is really tough in those situations when you lose 17-3. And to go out there, and I think it was, like I said, it was really important for Robert Gasser to put up a zero in that inning, in the first, and go, okay, we're going to be okay. Today's going to be all right. And then they score three runs in a few innings later, and then it ends up being a win. But nonetheless, I think this Brewers team has a really good knack of flushing bad stuff from a day before.
Man, I was there on Monday night for the game, and obviously the game was what it was. But the the energy and just you talked about the noise and the everything about it, that's got to help come October, right? If regardless who they're playing, but if they're back at Wrigley, just kind of getting a taste of that now always helps the young guys.
Yeah, big time. And I go back to last year in the postseason when Freddie Peralta was throwing and he could not throw strikes and they just kept chanting his name. Yeah. And it was Freddie. And if you're in that moment, you just can't stop it. And there's no stepping off the mound and taking a walk around the mound and trying to compose yourself because the pitch timer just won't allow you to do that. So it is definitely a home field advantage. But I tell you, the fans at American Family Field, it is just as – you're not as on top of the players as you are at Wrigley, but you can feel the energy at that ballpark too.
You know, Eric makes a good point about the young players too, Levo, getting to know different ballparks. I think – I don't know if it was your call or Lane's, but Churio had a deep ball where he was actually feeling out the ivy because he knew exactly where he was. That's – you know, this is only his – what – third or fourth time in that ballpark. Luis Lara is going to be back there, brand new to Wrigley Field. Like just the opportunity for these guys to be in this space that they may well be in the postseason.
Yeah, talking to Cooper Pratt before the game on Monday, he had never even been to Wrigley Field before. So just getting out, being in the clubhouse, walking down the 49 steps, and then making your way up into the dugout and to see what the flags are doing when you walk onto the field for the first time, or learning what it's like when you're driving from the hotel on the bus to the ballpark and reading what the water is doing to tell you whether the wind is blowing in or blowing out. Those are the little things that you learn as you play at this ballpark more and more. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you feel.
The Kyle Harrison situation, it sounded like maybe he was showing some of his pitches or tipping a pitch or something like that. Is that something to be mindful of? Or was he acted like he was able to clean it up, I think is the word he used.
I think he's able to clean it up, yes. But the way that, and I talked about this on the broadcast last night, the swings that the Cubs were taking on Monday against the swings that the Cubs were taking last night were totally different. Monday, it felt like they knew what was coming. They really did. And if you know what's coming, and plus it's 92 miles an hour right down the middle of the plate, those are things that you're supposed to do, right? That's the result that's supposed to happen if you know what's coming, and that's the velocity that you're throwing with. Different story last night, which is good, but I think it's something that Kyle Harrison can and will clean up, yes.
What do we expect out of Mizrowski today? I know heat's going to continue to be a factor. I mean, everybody has to deal with it, but does, I don't know if that affects Miz in the way that it has affected some other guys.
Potentially, hopefully he's bringing a little bit more heat today too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been 99 to 100. He has been throwing his slider a little bit more of late with the curveball combination. So he's been doing more pitching of late than he has just throwing. But I think he's going to have some juice in him today. I think the velocity is going to be back and he's going to take something from that Wrigley Field crowd.
Looking forward to the call tonight. It's another 6:40 tonight, right? And then we back it up to 6:15 on Thursday. Does that sound right?
Yep. That's it. That's exactly right.
You know what time to get there.
I do. I know what time the bus leaves, and I will be on that bus.
Well, I'm just there to help you in case you needed that, Jeff.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Vince.
Jeff Levering with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Thanks, Levo.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.